This week's Cotton Newsline is two cuts. Both cuts are Robbie Minnick, Senior Government Relations Representative for the National Cotton Council. Cut one, coming in 3, 2, 1.
Commercial beekeepers and environmental organizations in California submitted a petition requesting EPA to revoke the registration of clothianidin, a neonicotinoid insecticide used in cotton for control of thrips, aphids, cutworms, plant bugs, stink bugs, and whiteflies. Beekeepers and some researchers claim that neonicotinoids are lethal to bees. Some studies indicate that at non-lethal doses, these chemicals may weaken their immune systems, making them more susceptible to pathogens and thus contribute to colony collapse disorder, or CCD. First recognized in 2006, CCD has destroyed colonies at a rate of about 30% a year, doubled the loss rate prior to 2006, according to the Department of Agriculture.
Cut 2, coming in 3, 2, 1.
The EPA evaluated clothianidin based on 34 scientific studies and concluded that the chemical poses less risk to workers and wildlife than alternatives. While data shows clothianidin is toxic to honeybees, the agency says there's no proven link to CCD from exposure to the pesticide. The neonicotinoids are currently in the registration review process under the Federal Insecticide, Fungicide, and Rodenticide Act, which requires EPA to reassess all pesticide registrations every 15 years.